Hello, it's James McGarry here. Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2348, recorded on Thursday, the 30th of October, 2025. I'm joined by Bridget Cook, and together we will bring you local news, letters from the evening news, and our first feature about a local World War I hero. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with Information Desk, more news stories, and a second feature looking at the global effort to eradicate polio. At the end of this week's news, we will bring you the October edition of Chatterbox Just Talk, and here is Alison Aplin to tell you more.
Hello, I'm Alison Aplin, and I'm here to tell you that coming up immediately after this week's Chatterbox is the October edition of Just Talk. We have a really spooky tale for you this time involving a goat's head. Yes, really. As well as some more about the pubs of Norwich and some musical weather. Galtina tells us something which might come as a bit of a surprise, and David Clayton reminisces about his days in the football stands. So don't go away, and please do stay tuned for Just Talk at the end of this edition of Chatterbox.
Thank you, Alison. So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. A businessman from Norwich has been banned from Carrow Road amid a bizarre row with Norwich City. A road closure is brazenly ignored by drivers. A chart-topping singer is announced in the cast of a West End show coming to Norwich, and mushrooms are plaguing a popular walking spot.
Norwich City has banned a Norfolk businessman from matches at Carrow Road amid an extraordinary sponsorship and trademark row. Club officials have barred Russell Evans, owner of gin company Bullard's Spirits, from entering the grounds after his firm pulled out of a long-standing partnership deal with the club. The warring companies are locked in an ongoing court battle after the club brought legal action against Bullard's, accusing it of using its registered Norwich City trademarks and imagery on limited edition gin bottles after their commercial partnership ended. Mr. Evans argues he should not be banned from Carrow Road because it is a dispute between the company and the club, and not him personally. It comes at a time of unrest at the club, both on and off the pitch, with pressure mounting on officials who have been heavily criticised about the way the club is treating fans.
A high street bank has closed its city centre branch for 4 months. HSBC Norwich in London Street will be shut for upgrade works. Construction is well underway with builders working on site, making both structural and electrical changes. A sign on the shop front reads, "See you soon. We're closing for a little while to spruce the place up." For the next 4 months, HSBC financial advisors are available at the City College building, Norfolk House in Exchange Street. Help and advice with online and mobile banking and HSBC products will be available. This service is operating from 9:30 to 4:30 p.m. every weekday, excluding bank holidays, until February the 27th, 2026. No cash services are available at Norfolk House. In October 2025, 2 new state-of-the-art ATMs were installed at the city's HSBC branch as part of a major refurbishment. In the last 5 years, UK high streets have lost more than 300 HSBC branches. The change comes as more people turn to online banking with less need for physical locations.
A gas leak in the heart of Norwich's Golden Triangle shut down a busy junction. And despite a slew of closure signs, over-eager drivers have brazenly been cruising down Higham Street to get to Earlham Road. Locals say motorists have been ignoring the road closure warnings, only to be met by a blockade of Cadent gas vans and being forced to turn around. the company was called to the junction following reports of a gas leak. City folk reported a strong smell of gas in the area near the Black Horse pub at the time. Two road closure signs were then put in place along Higham Street to warn drivers of the repair works, which had seen a digger rip up part of the pavement. But vehicles have been motoring down the road as if there was no gas leak being fixed. A circus of drivers being forced to turn around at the junction has egged on frustrated locals to install their own snarky cardboard signs warning people of the already blatantly signposted closure.
A West End show is going to just seven venues in the UK on tour, with Norwich Theatre Royal and the Royal Albert Hall among the lucky few. Sylvia will play to audiences in autumn 2026 as the musical travels the country. Following its sell-out world premiere production at the Old Vic in London in 2023, the show will play at Norwich Theatre Royal from October the 28th to the 31st, 2026, with tickets going on sale on November the 26th, 2025. Chart-topping soul singer Beverly Knight will reprise her Olivier Award-winning role as Emmeline Pankhurst. The show tells the untold story of Sylvia Pankhurst, the rebellious middle child of Emmeline Pankhurst, who takes centre stage in a hip-hop, funk and soul musical. I could not be more chuffed to reprise my role as Emmeline Pankhurst one more time, Knight said. The spirit, courage and determination of the suffragettes, and in particular Sylvia Pankhurst, is so brilliantly celebrated in this show. The soul, R&B, hip-hop and blues reflect the joys, passion and fight of the women and their allies. Knight will star alongside Sharon Stone, star of Hamilton, Motown and Beautiful, the Carole King musical, who will take the stage as Sylvia Pankhurst.
Norwich will come alive with festive cheer this November as a special guest switches on the Christmas lights. The annual Festive Lights Switch On returns on November the 20th. This year's Switch On moment will be led by Joe Tresini, star of the Norwich Theatre Royal pantomime Cinderella, joined by fellow cast members. The event is expected to draw thousands of visitors to help kick off the festive season in true Norwich style. At 7 p.m, the city skies and buildings will light up to mark the start of the Christmas celebrations, with performances from Triple Threat Theatre, Derby, Norfolk African Choir and Arts East. Visitors should expect a snowball fight, Father Christmas on stage, entertainment from Helsdon Brass Band, and a visit from the Norwich Grinch. Shops will be open late into the evening, as will several food and drink stalls on Norwich Market. There will also be an illuminated DJ set from Damien Shaw Delight at the Canopy of Light on Hay Hill. The Switch On event also marks the beginning of the Christmas Crown Trail organised by Visit Norwich, part of Norwich Bid. Running until January the 5th, the trail will be a family-friendly city-wide adventure in which visitors can hunt for crowns hidden in shop windows, solve a festive puzzle and enter a prize draw to win treats from Norwich Castle.
Hundreds of mushrooms are plaguing a popular walking spot in the city. A destructive type of mushroom, honey fungus, has been fruiting in the grass alongside Riverside Walk next to the Wensum in Norwich. Andrew Watterson, a naturalist from Norfolk, said that the loss of a willow tree along the strip of landscape is due to the uncontrollable growth of the mushrooms. He said, this type of mushroom will often prey on the weak. Gardeners aren't fans of honey mushrooms. They are deadly to trees and there is no real cure. Mushroom season is usually between September to November. Honey mushrooms are a fruit which grows from the main part of the fungus found underground called mycelium. The mycelium can grow about a metre per year and will actively look for trees to infect. There are 7 different types of honey fungi in the UK. They are deadly to plants but can be eaten by animals. The largest living organism in the world, a fungus called Armillaria ostoiae, found in America, covers over 2,385 acres and produces honey mushrooms in autumn.